These Auburn freshmen are stirring it up before the Iron Bowl, and I love it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday before the Iron Bowl, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the middle of the week. We're ready to get this thing down, going downhill, because we got a big game Saturday. The confidence is brewing in these bubbling up in these young freshmen, talking a little trash, stirring up social media, and I love it. So we're going to break that down. Before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% bonus on your deposit in the casino. So give them $100, multiply it by three. You're going to get that back in free play to play in the casino. All the games that you can imagine, slot machines, table games, all kind of stuff. You can take those winnings and hit that sports book, bet things any way you like to bet them, any line you like to bet them. Have some fun over there, mybookie.ag. This started early in the week. The young freshmen getting their opportunity to talk to the media. And you know that some of the coaches were – I'm sorry, I'm going to be battling through. I nicked myself shaving, so I'm going to be battling through this. so it's going to be great for the YouTube. But there, started early in the week. You know, some of the coaches are like, golly, we shouldn't have should we have given them the interview time? But DeMarcus Riddick started it off and really got the ball rolling. And especially, he talked about Ryan Williams. He was asked about Ryan Williams. He was asked about Jalen Milroe. This is the most latest controversy. It's not even really a controversy, but Jalen actually responded in an interview. So let's listen to what DeMarcus had to say.
It's going to be really important to this game. I would say, I mean, he is a good quarterback. He's fast, but, I mean, he's not faster than me. I'm pretty as that. Like, he will not get out that box this week. And that's something I'm going to have to work on all week this week at practice, and something that some of the guys are going to have to help me with.
He's not faster than me. I love that. DeMarcus is going to be a big factor in this game as far as being able to contain Jalen, because when Jalen has been able to hurt teams, you look at like the LSU game, he's gotten out of the pocket. He's been very involved in the run game. That's just who Jalen is. And that's how this offense, this Alabama offense works, is it's through Jalen's legs. So DeMarcus is clearly going to be a big factor in this game. And I love the confidence that, hey, I know he's not faster than me. So it ain't going to be that. We're going to be focused on containing him. They've had a lot of opportunities against running quarterbacks, athletic quarterbacks, and they've had a lot of success containing running quarterbacks. So I love the confidence there. And then here's Jalen's response. It's got a lot of talk, and I got a lot to say about it.
I don't know what that is, but I mean, let him talk. I mean, it's a part of it, you know, and it's all about just execute what we need to do so we can be our best us this weekend. But yeah, good on him.
If you couldn't hear that, he was asked about DeMarcus Riddick's comments, and he led off by saying, I don't even know who that is. So let's assume he's telling the truth. Let's assume that he doesn't know who that is. He does, but let's assume he doesn't. So you've just confirmed to everyone that you're either you don't watch film, basically. You just confirmed, you know, for coming off a game where you threw three interceptions, where you seem confused, where you seem like you couldn't understand the coverages, you were getting fooled by things, where it would seem like maybe preparation wasn't there, or either you prepared for the wrong type of, you know, looks or things like that. For someone that just came off a really bad game, this is a terrible answer. this is a very bad response. And to say I don't know who that is, when that's one of the more important pieces to the defense that's going to be defending you, I would think you better know who 16 is. You better know who DeMarcus Riddick is, because he's going to be a big part of the he's going to be a big part of the defense that's going to give you the looks when you're out there. You got to know where he is on the field. So it, just in saying that, if he's telling the truth, that's a problem. That's a problem, I would imagine. If I'm an Alabama fan and that's the truth, he does not know who DeMarcus Riddick is, that's a problem, because there's going to be a surprise Saturday. I'm not saying DeMarcus is going to have like this game changing. He's going to be the player of the game. He's going to, you know, be the deciding factor, but he's definitely a big part of how I assure you he's a big part of how Kalen DeBoer is game planning this offense. I know that they've got to know that we've got to get Jalen outside. We've got to get Jalen involved in the run game. They've got all these difference makers that are fast, that have done a really good job at containing quarterbacks. So this is how we're going to, we got to know who they are, and then we got to know how we're going to attack them, how we're going to neutralize them. So just on the surface, if that's the truth, which it's not, but if it's the truth, that's not a good sign. I would not be happy if he's telling the truth there. Now, we know it's not true, because if you remember the recruitment of DeMarcus Riddick, he was committed to Georgia for a pretty good amount of time. He was committed to Georgia for, you know, a while as a junior, and then Hugh Freeze got hired, and then Before Hugh Freeze got hired, there were basically rumors he was going to flip to Alabama. A lot of visits. I think he rode in the Mercedes or something. There was a big thing about him riding in the Mercedes to maybe the spring game or something like that with Nick Saban, and a lot of pictures on social media and videos with Jalen, honestly. A lot of stuff. Jalen's wearing the Nick Saban straw hat, or whatever you want to call that kind of hat, and a lot of pictures of them together. And then Hugh was hired. Hugh went to his basketball game within the first few days of his visit. You heard that on our interview with DeMarcus. And then, you know, he went from a heavy lean to Alabama flipping to Auburn that following summer. So there's a lot of history there with Alabama. I mean, he was a heavy, heavy lean to flip to Alabama. So they all know him. They all know those guys. So, and he was, you know, a big time recruit in that class. So all the pictures, all the videos are starting to resurface. And hey, Grandma Riddick, Miss Willie, she brings the receipts. If you follow her on Twitter, you know, if you're on Twitter and you're any like 1% involved with Auburn Twitter, you know who Willie Riddick is. Miss Willie is DeMarcus's grandmother, and she's very, very active, and she's very entertaining. And she did not take kindly to Jalen's comments, and she showed the pictures and the text messages and all the stuff, all the receipts to say, okay, let's don't do this, Jalen. You do know who that is. And at the end of the day, all DeMarcus really said was that he ain't faster than me. Didn't really say much other than we got a plan to contain him, and he's not faster than me. I'm going to be ready because I know that if I'm going to be relied upon to keep him contained, and I feel confident because I know that I can outrun him. And that's pretty much all he said, but yeah, it's good to see the confidence in these young guys. He went on to say, you know, some stuff about Ryan Williams, and then I think the most controversial thing is he said he's not going to lose an Iron Bowl as long as he's here. So that's throwing the gauntlet down because you've kind of exposed yourself now for some criticism if that were to not happen. But it's just, man, we walk on eggshells all the time. You know, we play this game where we pretend that we don't want to upset the parent or upset whatever. We pretend like we don't want to upset them, and when we actually have a little bit of confidence, it becomes headlines. So it's really fun to see. He wasn't the only freshman He wasn't the only freshman talking. Cam Coleman had some stuff to say. And this, to me, speaks a lot about Cam in general and the things that I've seen over the last couple of weeks that seem to be changing in him for the better for Auburn. So let's see what he had. Let's listen to what he had to say when he was asked about going into the Iron Bowl, going on the road in Tuscaloosa and performing.
Really, it was a revenge tour. We're going in their place. I'm going to I'm just going to really just go in there, go in the crib and just take over, have fun while we're doing it. It's some of the last memories that we make with each other. So it's going to make it a memorable game.
Going to go in there and take over. Look, Cam has not ever really been just like this big trash talker, but he plays with a swagger, at least in high school. He played with a swagger that was intimidating. When he would go out there, you just knew he was going to get the ball. He might tell you a little bit about it after he got the ball, but for the most part, it was the way he carried himself, the way his, you know, he walked with his chest a little high, with his chin a little high, like, hey, I'm the man, and I know I'm the man. You know I'm the man, and there's nothing really that you can do about it. And early in this season, he's had a few injuries. You know, he had the shoulder injury. He missed the game. He's had some hamstring stuff, some lower leg stuff that's slowed him down a little bit. And he's had a couple drops, okay, and a couple of crucial drops that have ended up being interceptions. So as a true freshman, when you've been the man, I'm sure there's been some issues of, you know, confidence being down a little bit. I'm sure there is. You can feeling a little bit unsure of yourself. Because the Cam that's dominant is the Cam that thinks, I'm going to catch everything. You just throw it my way. There's nothing that this guy can do to stop me. And you can feel that when you see him play. When he's feeling that, you can see it in the way he plays. It's the way he was in high school. And I believe that's the way he's been playing these last 2 weeks, being fully healthy off the bye week. He has his confidence is rising to where he feels like I'm the man now. I'm no longer a freshman. I'm not even a sophomore. I'm gone from a freshman to a force. And I think you're about to see the Cam Coleman that you expected from high school. I mean, the last two games, he's got 5 touchdowns, close to 300 yards receiving. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like 250-ish, 230 to 250 receiving, and just feels like he can make every play. I mean, he did that a lot against Texas A&M. He made a number of different types of catches. You know, he made the tough 50-50 catches. He made the I'm going to run by you catches. He made the I'm going to catch one in front of you and break a tackle catches. He made the I'm going to run across the middle catches. Catches that the across the middle stuff that he, you know, went off his hands, you know, several weeks ago, a little bit unsure, a little bit not confident. Confident Cam is emerging. Cam Coleman in general is emerging as a burgeoning star in not only the SEC, but in college football. And comments like this just sort of solidify that he's feeling himself and it's justified. And I think that's something that is big for this game and big for his career and big for Auburn down the road, because you need Cam Coleman, but you need confident Cam Coleman, because confident Cam Coleman is dangerous. Confident Auburn in general can be dangerous. We go into these games all the time where we want to just be close. We want to be there in the fourth quarter. We want to, you know, just hang around. Don't get blown out. Don't get embarrassed. That seems to be the mindset over the last 4 to 5 years. And it's bred into the team. It's bred into the fan base. And you feel like after these last couple of weeks, and maybe it's not justified. Hopefully it is. And when you see the talent that's coming in, it makes you feel like maybe there is something, you know, that could be justified. There is something building here. A confident Auburn to me is a dangerous Auburn. confident Auburn that feels like they can go in and compete with anybody is a dangerous Auburn. I mean, you go back to that 2013 team, you know, after that LSU loss, they really felt like they could go up against anybody. You know, they felt like they could beat anybody, and for the most part, they did. And then several other teams that I can think about, some of the better teams, it just felt like, man, we're just better than – we just feel like we're better than you. And we may talk a little bit, but we back it up. Confident Auburn can be a dangerous Auburn. And this Auburn team seems to be pretty confident. And you got to feel like the Alabama team, at least at this point in the season, has to be doubting themselves a little bit after, you know, getting blown out by Oklahoma. Three losses for the first time that a lot of these – probably these guys have never experienced three losses. Jalen Milroe, I don't think he's ever experienced – definitely not before December, three losses. So a lot of these guys, this is uncharted territory. Like, how do we get up for the Iron Bowl when we know that, you know, we may not even have a chance to make the playoff? We may not even have a chance to – we need so much help to get backdoor into the SEC championship. How do you get up? We don't know how to do that. You know what I mean? So whereas they're going in a downward trajectory from a confidence level. I'm not talking about from a program level. They're still going to be great. They're still going to have a good recruiting class. But just from a confidence level, it seems like Auburn and Alabama are going in two totally different directions. Now, again, I know the Iron Bowl is the Iron Bowl, and it changes things on game day, and it gets you fired up when there's seemingly nothing there to play for other than just pride. But pride goes a long way as far as getting you ready to go. So I'll be interested to see how fired up they actually are. I love seeing the confidence in these young freshmen, and I love seeing some trash talk. Hey, I like some back and forth before the Iron Bowl. I don't want to play this. We're so worried a lot of times. Auburn fans, we're so worried about getting embarrassed. Sometimes we're more worried about being embarrassed or being owned on Twitter or getting, you know, somebody poking fun at us than actually we're more worried about that than worried about going out and trying to win the game. Or hoping to win the game. We're just hoping not to be embarrassed. And I think I see the little bit of the mindset in these talented young freshmen that are hopefully going to change that. So we'll see what happens. It's right around the corner. You got Thanksgiving tomorrow. And then it just seems like after Thanksgiving, it's going to take a million years for Saturday to get here. It always does that. So I'm actually, after this, I'm getting pretty excited heading into the Iron Bowl and heading into the finale of the season, and hopefully Auburn can sneak out a win and get bowl eligibility, back your way in, and even though it'll be a 6-6 season with a win, it'll feel way better because of the finishing strong, knocking off top ranked teams back to back weeks. It would just build incredible momentum, and especially heading into signing day where Auburn's looking to make a big splash. So let's see what happens. Y'all have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Travel safely. Everybody's going to be traveling. It's going to be crazy. So be careful out there. Enjoy your family. And then put your game face on. We got a ball game to win Saturday. So, and I'm going to try to be there to keep you posted. Appreciate you guys listening. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.